And so I just didn't see the comparatives.
Well, Your Honor, I see my time has expired. I can quickly respond to that if you wish.
Sure.
Comparing apples to apples is certainly one way. These two entities are exactly the same, except for color. One was treated one way, one was treated the other way. That's certainly a way to show discrimination. My point in bringing up the Reeves case, a case which, by the way, the city of Greensboro didn't just not distinguish, they don't even mention. My point in bringing that up is, even down the line at summary judgment, you can have a case where the plaintiff is not saying, this person was just like me, and they were treated differently. They can just use the other examples to show that the reason that the actor is giving is false. And that's what these comparators show. I'm not saying they are even apples-to-apples comparators. I'm just saying that when you have repeated loans that have multiple defaults, third position liens, that sort of thing, it shows that Greensboro isn't really worried about liens and default, which rebuts its protectual reason, which gives rise, even at summary judgment, to enough to survive and go forward to the fact finder.
Thank you, Mr. Hayes.